It was a morning Charles Black would never forget, as he recalled driving to the exact spot where he was 75 years ago.
So I'm going to come down here where you can see the view, because this right here is where we were sitting.
It was a Sunday, and a neighbor called to say they were under attack. So he raced from his house in the Tantalus Mountains to a one-lane road along the ridge. Amid the lush trees on the mountainside, Black's fears were confirmed.
From the water and on the other side of it was nothing but smoke. And we could see planes diving down this end, and some of them coming back up again, explosions, and a lot of smoke and a lot of fire.
Black, then 6 years old, remembers his neighbors crouching behind a stone wall, but he and his brother stood in disbelief, peering down at the destruction. Suddenly, several Japanese planes turned back toward the mountains. They flew so close, he and the pilots looked at each other.
We could see the rising sun on the wings. The lead plane, the cockpit, was slid back, and it was less than 100 feet above us. It was really close. Could see the pilot with his leather helmet, and this is just emblazoned in my mind, leather helmet with the flaps turned up, looking at us as they went right over the top of us.
Black wasn't the only one watching planes fly overhead. Milton Hironaka saw them as he was walking to church with his parents. He figured it was just another military drill.
We thought the U.S. Air Force was training, because prior to the attack, they used to fly over the city, and they used to have the simulated interception.
Hironaka, who was 4 years old at the time, remembers his parents were scared about the bombing and fearful because they were Japanese. He says after the attack, military police rounded up families in his neighborhood and sent them to internment camps on the U.S. mainland.
And my parents were really afraid, you know, they being Japanese, they were worried and concerned, because now the United States were fighting against their homeland.
Anyone on Hawaii at the time had their own story. For Barbara Del Piano, news of the attack came as her family was gathering for waffles after church. A neighbor called and told them to turn on the radio.
And the voice of the announcer was saying, "The island of Oahu is under attack. Everybody take cover. The island of Oahu is under attack. The Japanese are bombing Pearl Harbor." Over and over, he repeated those words, which are etched in my memory forever.
Del Piano and her family hauled mattresses into the living room and spent the rest of the night huddled around the radio. The next morning, Del Piano, who was 12 at the time, woke up to a different Hawaii.
Everything changed after that. Never again was Hawaii the same. It was so sad to see our casual, easy way of living disappear overnight.
Schools were closed, mail was censored, and food and fuel were rationed as Hawaii was put under martial law. Del Piano, now 87, says these events forever changed her life. And as painful as they are, she knows it's important to remember. Molly Solomon for HPR News.